KJZZ is supported by AARP Phoenix, proud to support KJZZ's series, The State of Aging, which explores the reality of an aging society. More information about caregiving at aarp.org/phoenix.
65 used to be the magic number for many American workers to retire. Well, now with more people living longer, that number is not so firm. As we continue our series, The State of Aging in the Valley, KJZZ's Christina Estes examines the opportunities and challenges that are facing older workers.
Hi, Jan. It's Netta calling.
Netta Shafir's career began as a kindergarten teacher. After holding positions in school administration and district communications, budget cuts led her to self-employment.
I'm a communications consultant. My major client is the Pendergast School District.
At the age of 66, Shafir continues to work for two reasons. One is financial.
Almost 15 years ago, my husband passed away. Before he passed away, we had double income. We were both working. And when he passed away, I was single and on my own. So my situation changed drastically, and I needed to work.
The other reason is professional.
I really, really am excited and passionate every single day about what I do.
Shafir says she's fortunate her experience is valued in the education field, but she knows it's not like that everywhere. She recalls helping a family member search for a job to supplement Social Security benefits.
It was really hard for her going into the workforce at 67 years old and having to feel relevant and having to feel like she had something to offer when oftentimes people give her the notion that she's not good enough and that somebody else is better because they're younger.
50 years after President Lyndon Johnson signed legislation banning age discrimination, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says the law is more relevant than ever.
Employers have been slow to innovate.
Jacqueline James is with the Center on Aging and Work at Boston College. She tells commissioners admitting bias is a critical first step.
Even as researchers, we are told that we cannot eliminate our biases. We have to make sure that we recognize them and acknowledge them in our work.
Technology seems to be one of the most stubborn and subtle stereotypes older workers face. EEOC Commissioner Charlotte Burroughs.
For example, references in job ads to digital natives to specify as a sort of code word for younger workers who presumably, the employer is presuming, have superior technological skills.
The commission also hears complaints about technology being used to discourage or reject older workers. Lori McCann, an attorney with AARP, says it happens when applications require birth and graduation dates, and when job sites allow employers to screen out applicants based on perceived ages.
They enable them to be able to use a drop-down menu to limit their search based on graduation date, which is very troubling.
Proving discrimination during the hiring process can be tough. Earlier this year, the Supreme Court let a lower court ruling stand in the case of a 49-year-old man who applied for a sales manager position. Later, he learned the company's internal guidelines targeted candidates who were 2 to 3 years out of college and discouraged reviews of applicants who'd been in sales 8 to 10 years. The court ruled in part that the law only protects existing employees, not applicants.
We found that there was definitely age discrimination, particularly older ages at age 65.
During the EEOC meeting, Patrick Button from Tulane University shared results of a large-scale hiring study for entry-level jobs. Using similar resumes and changing ages and sex, his team compared job offer rates.
For older women, we see that there's actually an earlier onset of age discrimination. So age discrimination occurs at age 50, whereas we don't see age discrimination occurring for men at age 50.
Last year, the EEOC filed 2 age discrimination lawsuits, the smallest number in at least 20 years. Advocacy groups say the agency needs to step up enforcement, and employers need to create recruitment policies and interview panels that are age diverse. While some think workplace training on generational differences could help, Lori McCann with AARP does not.
Because it still focuses on categorizing people. And I think the message still has to be, focus on the individual.
So just send me a text.
Netta Shafir agrees.
They don't want to know what happened 50 years ago. It's not a history class. It's a living, breathing, happening every day, relevant, fast-paced world. And you have to fit into that. They want you to be part of the world today.
It's advice, she says, that works for any age.
All right, take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.